It's Monday, July 17th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Several 12, 14, and 15-year-old Pakistani Christian girls were abducted, raped, and forced to marry their Muslim rapists, reports the National Catholic Reporter. When the Center for Legal Aid, Assistance, and Settlement is able to get to these young women, not only can they provide legal assistance, but also shelter them in safe houses where their predators cannot get them. Psalm 7:9 says, "Bring an end to the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. You, the righteous God who probes minds and hearts." Between its Fox and Friends morning show and Sean Hannity at night, Fox News has become a haven for those who think the whole Russian controversy is nonsense. But on Friday afternoon, Shepard Smith reprimanded the Trump administration's handling of Russia in a way viewers have rarely seen. After reporting that there appeared to be more people in that meeting between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer than previously acknowledged, Smith had a Walter Cronkite moment.
If there's nothing there, and that's what they tell us, there's nothing to this and nothing came of it. There's a nothing burger. It wasn't even memorable. Didn't write it down. Didn't tell you about it because it wasn't anything. So I didn't even remember it with a Russian interpreter in the room at Trump Tower. If all of that, why all these lies? Why is it lie after lie after lie? My grandmother used to say, "Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive." The deception is mind-boggling.
An archaeologist in Israel named Dr. Norma Franklin has shared an exciting new discovery that seems to validate the Bible's account of a man named Naboth and his ownership of a vineyard, reports the Christian Post. The Jezreel expedition team found several wine and olive presses, as well as over 100 bottle-shaped pits carved into the stone of the region. Franklin believes these hewn-out imprints were used to store wine in ancient times. This discovery confirms the biblical account of Naboth and his vineyard in 1 Kings 21. Israel's wicked king Ahab coveted Naboth's beautiful vineyard and had Naboth killed so he could take the vineyard for himself. ABC and NBC News have demonstrably thrown out any pretense of objectivity as they have described Alliance Defending Freedom, the nonprofit which protects the religious liberty of Christians, as a, quote, hate group, unquote, last week. After Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke at an ADF event, listen to ABC's headline, quote, "Jeff Sessions addresses anti-LGBT hate group," unquote. NBC's summation was not any better. Quote, "Attorney General Jeff Sessions criticized for speaking to hate group," unquote. Abortion activists are now promoting do-it-yourself abortions, in which women have access to abortion-inducing drugs they can take at home, reports Life News. Since the number of abortion providers has dropped in the U.S. due to more pro-life legislation, there is an increased demand for abortion. Raimundo Rojas of the National Right to Life Committee does not believe this is safe, prompting him to ask, quote, "Do they care about women? No. They care about an ideology," unquote. Pastor Eugene Peterson, best known for the Message Bible translation, is now retracting his statement to the Religion News Service that he would perform the ceremony at a homosexual faux marriage. He wrote, quote, "When put on the spot by this particular interviewer, I said yes in the moment, but on further reflection and prayer, I would like to retract that. That's not something I would do out of respect to the congregation, the larger church body, and the historic biblical Christian view and teaching on marriage," unquote. It's the battle of the Satanists versus the Christians. According to the Daily Caller, the residents of Belle Plaine, Minnesota, a city of 6,900 located 45 miles southwest of Minneapolis, are uneasy about the first public satanic monument in American history, which was approved for their veteran park. A flyer for the Christian rally opposing the Satanic Monument said, quote, "This is an affront to God that must not go unanswered," unquote. Does President Trump support or oppose the transgender agenda? Stay tuned for my special report immediately following today's newscast. After a minivan was involved in a serious crash on an Arlington, Texas highway, a group of Good Samaritans stopped to help the family of six trapped inside the vehicle. FoxNews.com reports that the minivan was struck by street racers. Terry Pratt, who videotaped the act of kindness, said, quote, "They lifted the car. Everybody worked together," unquote. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 17th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, as promised, that special report. Does President Trump support or oppose the transgender agenda? First, he overturned Obama's insistence that transgender students in government schools can use the bathroom of their choice. But now, a new memo appears to be a flip-flop. The World View spoke with Brad Dacus of the Pacific Justice Institute.
The Trump administration's acting assistant secretary for civil rights has stated very clearly in a memo that investigations will be made into non-compliance issues where an individual refuses to address a transgender student by their desired name or pronoun.
And if students and teachers do not comply, heads will roll.
So let's say Johnny wants to become Joan and wants to come to school dressed like a girl, but Mike and David are overheard saying, you know, yeah, he's dressed up like a woman. And if they use the pronoun he, then they are subject to being penalized severely, which could be suspension. Eventually, it could result in a full expulsion from the school district. Well, and the teacher is in a very serious situation because they could actually lose their job. This requirement is being placed at the same level as a teacher using a racial slur to refer to a student in the classroom.
Surprisingly, Candace Jackson, who issued the memo, is not an Obama holdover, but was appointed by Trump in April 2017. What's even more confusing is that Jackson once worked at the conservative legal group Judicial Watch and wrote the book Their Lives, The Women Targeted by the Clinton Machine. And that's another special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.